It was a war that began in a conventional way. U.S. forces went against Iraqi forces with a clear objective: to bring down the government of Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein. The long drawn-out war that followed was far from conventional and shaped the way the U.S. military would handle future conflicts. In 2011, the Obama administration opted not to include regime change among its goals in Libya, citing mistakes in Iraq.
Regime change there took 8 years, thousands of American and Iraqi lives, and nearly $1 trillion. That is not something we can afford to repeat.
U.S. forces and their overwhelming power were able to swiftly crush Saddam Hussein's army and declare a quick victory. Managing the sectarian violence that erupted once Saddam was gone was a different story. Analyst Jim Thomas.
The invasion, in fact, ended up being the easy part. The tough part was obviously the occupation. And our forces, while they'd optimized themselves for fighting another large conventional military, they were really unprepared for dealing with a regular, non-uniformed insurgents and terrorists that they encountered.
That new scenario forced changes in Pentagon policy and practices on the ground, with new manuals on counterinsurgency operations, improved intelligence gathering, a greater emphasis on cultural understanding, and knowledge of how to deal with improvised explosive devices. But it was the length and the cost of the war that has most shaped the new U.S. defense structure.
What we've learned is that occupations in particular are going to be incredibly costly, and that there's probably little appetite on the part of political leaders to undertake large-scale stability operations, counterinsurgency operations, especially if they're going to be protracted.
With U.S. public opinion turning against big wars, the focus has shifted to less costly surgical approaches that are heavily reliant on unmanned aerial drones, special operations teams, and training partners and allies to handle conflicts in their own regions. The approach raises new questions of whether the lessons of Iraq have made war an easier option than it seemed a decade ago. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, at the Pentagon.